You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
For the next hour, we are joined by breakdancer and crate digger connoisseur Dujon Cullingford, who will be taking us through with his personal finds. Also from Ngarawa here, which is really cool to see that representation as a Hamilton native. How did you get into crate digging and DJing in this whole world?
Maybe 12, 13 years ago, I started buying records, but I had already grown up on music. My family is, you know, musical. Dad played a lot of music. And then I got into hip-hop culture in around 2000 as a dancer. So, of course, it's all about listening to music, especially funk, soul, disco. Fast forward, you know, to as an adult, and I was introduced into kind of record collecting a bit late. And a year or two into record collecting, I got educated by a few people that are older than me saying, look, there's all this New Zealand representation of funk, soul, and disco. And so the rabbit hole started way back then. But I became very fascinated with the world of kind of underground, DIY, and fringe music that came out of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Does this rabbit hole, is it a physical rabbit hole of you going into shops and flicking through crates, or are you on digital, online? How are you finding these tracks?
Yeah, I guess it's a rabbit warren, a plethora of burrows there, because one thing leads to another. So it's really important to kind of find a niche, so you're not just trying to locate or find everything. For me, I guess because I am a dancer and I'm fascinated with the hip-hop culture, and our dance form breaking is, you know, comes from the 70s period, so it's very much rooted in funk, soul, disco, breaks, and kind of funky rock. That inevitably became the kind of music that I was searching for when I learned about music from Aotearoa. So, it's quite a lengthy process, actually, but basically I'm scanning for interesting music that people don't know about, that I could use in terms of digitizing, and people can dance to.
I think that's really good advice, is finding your niche so you're not looking for everything, because often when you're at these fairs for vinyls, it's very overwhelming because so much is out there.
Yes.
This funk, soul, rock that you're talking about, you're finding this music specifically made in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, spent thousands and thousands of hours, even before I became a DJ later on in life, just listening to music when I was really young. You know, when I got into kind of funky music when I was like maybe 12 or 13, I was listening to radio shows, you know, New Zealand radio shows, and taping them on cassette. That was kind of the end of the cassette era.
Wow.
Then I would go down to the warehouse and try and find, you know, I just started with really common bands like, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, Commodores, and then as my knowledge grew, I might buy compilations and read the liner notes, and kind of you learn about all this American or African or British funk, but I never knew there was anything close to home. So yeah, getting into records here, I leaned on people who already knew more than me at the time, and they kind of got me started with who to look for. And then probably a pivotal moment was when the compilation Heed the Call came out, which was done by John Baker and Alan Parrott. That had a whole bunch of New Zealand disco, funk and soul tracks, and it was like, oh my goodness, I want to collect all of these in their original form. And I also want to find out any bands that these people were in. I want to look at the band members, what bands were they in? And, you know, one thing leads to another, and you start, you know, ending up finding all sorts of funny stuff.
Yeah, you do a lot of mahi, digitally archiving a lot of these tracks that you find. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I don't nearly have enough the time, to be honest. You know, I'm busy with my family and work and everything else. So, you know, I try to have a small social media presence where I might share some clips, or if I've got enough time, you know, just get something up on YouTube. But I find a lot of people enjoy the music that I do put up online, or maybe I'm just sharing something that's already up online but people don't know about. And, you know, a lot of people like old school music in general. If you put on James Brown or Prince or Whitney Houston, people like that stuff. It's well known. When you put on a New Zealand equivalent, people like the music, they just don't know what it is. So it's just creating a bit of a link of education and doing it in a palatable way where people can enjoy it. So whether that's a reel or, you know, just a little post or a mixtape, New Zealand Music Month, whatever works.
Yeah, I definitely see accessibility is quite like an important thing in your craft, which
yes,
yeah, I really appreciate that. Let's talk about this first track that we have, Pacific Air Drum. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's honestly so cool to start the show with this song, and kind of if I ever have the privilege of DJing records anywhere, I always drop this song. Number one, because it features reo Māori like quite heavily, which is unusual. A lot of the funk song and disco from New Zealand, even though it's great intrinsically, you hardly ever hear songs that have a local theme, or better yet, actually our local language. So there's this karanga kind of running through the whole track. It's tight jazz funk, and the crew Pacific Air Drum were actually, the nucleus of it is a husband and wife duo, Dave McRae and Joy Yates from up north. They both live in Sydney now, but they were actually amazing musicians overseas, you know, session musicians touring with international artists. Then they created this kind of band of New Zealanders that happened to be gigging in UK in the mid 70s, and this is from their third album, where it's kind of a homesick album, you know, there's a lot of local themes in it. So this is called Listen or Whakarongo.
Go!
That was Pacific Eardrum with Listen. Coming up, we have Rock Candy's I'm Gonna Fall in Love Tonight. Let's talk about this track.
Yeah, this is really, really beautiful track. It's upbeat, very, very funky. And one of the reasons I chose it is because it's actually from this compilation, which I would encourage anyone to look for, called Auckland Music. That's all it's called. Auckland Music is from 1978. It's got this glitzy yellow cover on it with this nightclub scene, you know, with the ladies kind of legs and stilettos walk into the club. And basically the whole compilation is full of nightclub bands that only one of the bands on this compilation actually went on to record more. All the other bands, if you want to hear them, it's only on this compilation. This track is from a five-piece band. They were basically playing six nights a week at the time of this recording, and they contribute two funky originals to this compilation. So this one is called I'm Gonna Fall in Love Tonight.
Welcome back. We are joined by Dudon Cullingford, who is taking us through the next hour with his personal finds throughout his crate digging years. This next track we have is Dalvanius, Love Train. Tell me about it.
Yes. Dalvanius, like everyone knows Dalvanius because he's tied up with, you know, Boyer and some of the really iconic first wave, you know, strong and proud Reo Māori kind of, you know, synth pop and electro music. But, you know, a decade before that, he had relocated with his sisters and friends to Sydney, to Australia, and was making soul and disco music there. And so, I mean, given the political and social climate that we're in, this track, this cover of the OJ's Love Train is just really apt. Plus, it's a nice, jolly down-under cover of the song Love Train.
Was this something you came across physically or digitally?
All of these finds are physical, although they might be with the help of, you know, like inventory websites or people, you know, emailing and that sort of thing. But this is actually one a bit more of a common track in his discography. It's one of his early tracks. It's not actually that hard to buy, you know, $40-$50 maybe. So it's probably one of the most common things we're playing tonight.
Believe you've done this.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have a few strong ladies on the lineup tonight because there are so many talented female singers in Aotearoa music. So we started with Pacific Air Drum and Joy Yates, you know, on vocals. Here we got Kim Hart. But basically, she churned out an album in, I don't know, maybe 1978, and then she went over to Australia to try crack it over there. Her man at the time kind of blocked her and done her dirty, so her album never came out, but she had a release of singles in the early 80s and basically released her singles as an album digitally later on. So this track, Love at First Night, I think it was like her kind of the only track that really hit the charts, and it's just a really good groovy track, got the 80s feel. Anytime I play it out, people really really enjoy it.
Is she still making music?
You know what? I am unsure. I should know that, but I do not.
You're sick in the thrill. You're out to the max.
That was Kim Hart with Love at First Night. What's the next track we have coming up?
Yeah, John Stevens, he was big in the late 70s, a bit like Mark Williams. He had a few big tracks. His biggest and most common track that anyone who lived through the late 70s would know is called Jezebel. But on a second album that came out in the early 80s, which really didn't get that same sort of traction, there's just some really nice kind of, I don't know, yacht rock, groovy, slowed down 80s stuff. So this one's called Don't You Give Up. It's really inspirational. I think this album not only got press here in New Zealand, but also America, maybe Japan. So yeah, it got a good release. It just never got the traction in the radio punt, fortunately. But this is another one that really people are getting hip to and enjoying. It's a really nice track.
You said yacht rock. Is John Stevens a coastally based?
You know, I don't know where John Stevens grew up. I mean, that will be common knowledge, though. You could go online or audio culture. But basically, John Stevens and Frankie Stevens, his brother, who's older, he also was in, you know, quite well known in New Zealand bands. They grew up together. They're both Māori, strong. John Stevens moved over to Australia and played in some actually really big Aussie rock bands in the 80s. But yeah, he's got that, you know, that nice chilled out young Māori boy vibe, especially in the late 70s. I think his first album came out when he might have even been a teenager still.
Wow.
What you want it to be, it's up to you. Don't you give up, just hold on tight, babe. I still believe in what we could do. I've always had this fear of coming up last, but with you you.
You are on 95BFM and we are joined by Dudon Carlingford. What's this next track we have and tell me about it? Why did you pick this one?
This next track is really special. I mean, first of all, it's a cover of Marvin Gaye. And, you know, I am a little bit skeptical about covers if they don't come off maybe musically well. But I really like this cover. It's keyboard heavy. It's by Peter Morgan and Barry Wetteny. It's got a really cool lineup. But, you know, the thing I really like the most is from this compilation called Innovations, which is a compilation just showcasing strong Māori like R&B, disco, soul singers and musicians. So it's from 1981. And it's actually a really cool compilation. Another one that when people ask me, hey, you know, what can I buy to hear some New Zealand music, especially brothers and sisters in Australia, that I often get a message like that. I say, pick up things like Innovations. You know, you can find it quite cheap still. But it's got a couple of really, really good covers, including this.
Would you say it's quite a good entry-level way into the world of underground New Zealand music?
Yeah, definitely. Innovations, yeah, and I would call Innovations underground music because a lot of these singers, although some of them are well-known, this is the only place where you'd find all of these tracks just on that one compilation. And people, like I mentioned before, John Stevens, Mark Williams, Tina Cross, you know, any of these people, you can find their albums quite cheaply. It might just be that there's one or two real highlight songs on the whole album. That's all. You know, not everything on the album's going to be up your alley, especially if they were maybe on like mainstream labels and they had to have maybe a variety of songs that appeal to different people. Yeah, there's all sorts of different things going on.
You don't have to give away your secrets, but do you have any record digging spots that you would recommend to listeners?
You know what? I'm a really big fan of the record fair. The idea of, you know, being able to talk to somebody across the table and say, hey, I'm looking for this. What do you recommend? Or, you know, do you have a New Zealand box or that sort of stuff? And once people actually get familiar with you, they actually look out for you. They say, hey, I've actually put this aside for you. Or, hey, I remember last time you said you're looking for, I don't know, Collision. I actually found a copy for you. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the record fair, but of course I am also a fan of just going to a shop because independent record shops should be supported greatly. So, you know, and you're lucky in Auckland, you have quite a lot of stores to choose from. When it comes to New Zealand music, it can be quite difficult for you and far between. So I just find it really helpful to build connections with collectors that actually might be a good junction, you know, for steering you in the right direction.
So it's all about the community.
That's for sure. At the heart of it is definitely community.
Some loving here today. Picket line, sister, picket line.
Reached the final song of this set. This track is Tama Blind Love, the swan song. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's spring, it's coming into summer. We had to put a slow jam in here at one point. I think I got into New Zealand music really looking for a lot of the upbeat funk, disco sort of stuff. But as a few years went on, I realized that a lot of the gems are in that kind of slow to mid-tempo range, where, you know, the mid-tempo stuff particularly people can dance to, but people can also just chill and eat some food or whatever. And with these slow jams, it's just so nice to actually hear the other side of some of the singers. You know, you hear their upbeat stuff and then you hear this and they bring out another aspect of their expression. So with this particular song, it's original. It's really beautiful. I think he actually created the song a couple of years before he recorded it. It came out in 89. But Tama Renata, who does this track, was like this master wizard guitarist. And in fact, my colleague in my last job actually used to jam with him in the 90s. And he was, you know, said he's really very, very talented and super out there. So yeah, this is the only album that Tama put out. And it's worth it just for this track. It's so beautiful. It's called Blind Love.
I'm searching high and low. I'm searching for a love to care for me. I'm high above the cloud. Bye.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dudon Cullenford from Ngarawahia. Is there, you know, would you like to list any social medias or SoundClouds where people can find the music that you're uploading?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, thanks so much for having me on your show. It's just a privilege and an honor. And I appreciate you for, yeah, making time for this, for listening to some old school music from Aotearoa. Yeah, I mean, people can find me just under my real name, Dujon, D-U-J-O-N, Cullingford. You know, I'm on Facebook, YouTube, I'm probably more present on Instagram, but most platforms I'm on. And yeah, flick me a message at any time. I'm always happy to steer people in the right direction or share music.
Beauty, thank you so much for letting me pick your brain.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Was flashing black and white. War and the weather on the screen at night. And we stared at the ruin, never knowing the storm was all around.
Thank you.
We just heard Dujon Cullingford on playing us through some of his personal finds. How good. And we are just finishing off today's show with some Pacific Eardrum for you Texters. That is Pacific Eardrum, like the one in your ear, on your body. That was All Around Us, and this is Sitting on a Daisy.
Do 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 do
Sitting on a Daisy by Pacific Air Drum. That brings us to the end of the show. Thanks again to Dujon Cullingford for his tracks. This has been Morning Glory. My name is Sophia. Love you. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.